Thinking about eating something, and we're going to talk to Joey Chestnut. I guess we should ask him how many pizzas he's eaten in a sitting. Jim's Razorback Pizza, it's Thursday. Get out there and watch some World Cup. Of course, they've got all kinds of places for you to sit and watch from all kinds of angles at all three locations. Morgan Maumelle, Highway 10, and in Hot Springs. And we're going to be at the Highway 10 store next Thursday for the third game of the pool play for the United States. They will be taking on Germany. Don't forget on Sunday, if you're looking for a place to watch the game Sunday night, Jim's Razorback Pizza is a great place to go. They are taking on Portugal, a team that may or may not have a healthy Ronaldo. They will certainly not have a Pepe because he headbutted his way out of game two. But we are looking forward to that. We are looking forward to right now talking to the Michael Jordan of competitive eating, or the Wayne Gretzky. I don't know we'll have to ask him what he likes to call himself if he was going to compare himself to another sport. Joey Chestnut joining us on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. Joey, welcome. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. Great to be on, yes.
Buddy, I hate to say this, but we're probably going to ask you the same questions you get from everybody because we are all fascinated by competitive eaters, especially a guy like yourself who's had so much success. But I guess my first question would be, how do you prepare for a competition like the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, which is coming up on the 4th?
It takes a long time. I never imagined I'd put 6 weeks of time into a eating contest, but that's what it takes. I get into a cycle where I'll practice, and I'll fast for about 3 days and do another practice. Sometimes I'll fast for a little bit longer. But every time I do a practice, when I get down to food, I know I can do a little bit more the next time, and I recover and just keep pushing hard.
Do you prepare with the same food?
For hot dogs, I try to keep that cycle with just hot dogs. Every contest is different, so I'll have to practice with that food. A big part of my training is just building a tolerance for that individual food and making my body feel comfortable digesting it.
You've got records in so many different things here: apple pie, asparagus, brats, which is one of my favorites. 70 brats in 10 minutes, that's ridiculous. But has there ever been a food contest where you're like, nah, bro, that's too disgusting, I'm out?
Oh, there's been a couple of them, like Rocky Mountain Oysters. I'd say no.
I've seen butter competition.
Yeah. I don't know why people want me to eat butter, but there was a butter contest I turned down, and there was a boiled cow tongue. I said no to that one.
My grandmother would have won that one.
Yeah, I love to eat good food. If it's weird food, I mean, I've done a couple weird things. I did cowboy and tacos, but they made them really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I love competition, so as long as it's good food, I'll most likely go to a contest.
I want to ask you about that competition because it's something that anybody, seems like the sports world has taken hold of this entire competitive eating contest, and they love it, and we all do love it. What was it going back in your childhood growing up where you developed that competitiveness? Was it through sports or something else that drives you to not stop eating?
I think it was growing up with older brothers. Me and my little brother were always competitive with our two older brothers, and we have...
Wait, how many brothers you have?
There's three brothers, and there's two older ones, and there's me and my little brother.
Can you imagine the food bill in the house growing up there?
Oh my God, my mom was always running out of food, and then the eating was one way me and my little brother could beat our older brothers, and when I was in college, my little brother knew I could eat more than anybody in the family, and he made me do my first contest. The whole thing was I didn't grow up wanting to be a competitive eater, but I did my first contest, and I was like, oh, my God, I love it. I love beating these guys next to me.
And you now, this is your full-time deal. You actually are able to not have to worry about working in a cubicle anywhere else. You're strictly just competitive eating.
Yeah, I got an engineering degree, and now I travel around the world eating. It's like I'm Peter Pan or something. That's a dream.
That is amazing. Joey Chestnut, competitive eater, the competitive eater in the world of competitive eating, joining us here on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. If you were to compare yourself to an athlete in another sport, what would you say? I called you the Michael Jordan of competitive eating. What would you say?
It's Michael Jordan, but that's the goal, because he was so dominant. Mm-hmm. And when he wanted to win, he'd turn it on. It's hard to compare because all the sports are so different, but I'm also a goofy dude. Sometimes when I look at golf, I'm kind of like John Daly. I'm just a goofy guy. Mm-hmm. And, the dominant factor, definitely like Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods when he was on.
Right.
But when it comes time to compete, I turn it on.
Who are your next best competitors? Who are the people that push you the most right now in the sport?
Right now, there's by far my closest competition is Matt Stoney. He's out of California.
Okay.
He's a great eater. He beat me twice this year.
He
doesn't compete as much as me, so when he competes, he has more time to train for an event.
Mm-hmm.
So he catches me off guard every now and then, but the 4th of July, I don't screw around on 4th of July. I make sure I'm ready.
Hey, was Kobayashi just a flash in the pan? I mean, what's going on with this guy? All of a sudden, he's on top of the world, and now he's not even talked about anymore.
Yeah, he went wacko on Krakow. it was sad because he's an awesome eater, and he made me work for every win. I couldn't just phone it in, but he didn't handle losing very well. And he after he lost three times, he asked for crazy things in his contract, like he wanted to be able to endorse another hot dog brand and still compete in the fourth and Nathan's contest, and they're like, well, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. And so then he just couldn't compete anymore, and he now competes against himself, and he doesn't want to take any chance of losing. Mm-hmm. And he definitely showed me how not to take a loss when it happens.
Joey, you don't have to get into too much of specifics, but everybody's curious what kind of living someone can make doing this. So maybe you could give us a ballpark, not necessarily Joey Chestnut, top of the sport kind of money, but how much is based on appearances for you and how much is based on compensation for winnings? And then what's a ballpark on a really good competitive eater? What kind of money can you make?
Appearances and endorsements are probably about 80% of it. I'm doing better than I would in construction management, and I could probably be doing 120 in construction, and I'm doing comfortably more than that.
Okay.
Who do you sign a contract with?
I have contracts with a couple companies. There's Major League Gaming out of New York, and they have a contract with them, and they set up all my events. Also, agreements with Hooters, which is an awesome restaurant.
Yes,
again,
sir.
You and John Daly.
Yes, sir.
and as well as Nathan's Hot Dogs. And in the past, I've worked with Pizza Hut and Pepto Bismol, which is awesome. But I get around. I do lots of things.
What's the most pizza? Have you ever done like a straight? I see a Pizza Hut Pizzones contest here. But have you ever been in a pizza contest? And if so, what's the most you've eaten in a sitting?
I think I did 47 slices of Pizza Hut pizza in 10 minutes. It was going down fast that day.
That's impressive. We have a couple of questions from a listener, and we were talking about a couple of specific food things yesterday. First of all, he says, we were talking about there were a couple of executions this week. If you were on death row, what's Joey Chestnut's last meal?
Prime rib. I love a good prime rib.
Oh, yeah.
Slow-cooked prime rib is hard to beat.
What, like 120 ounce prime rib?
Yeah,
I would eat enough to go comatose, so I wouldn't feel anything.
I like it. We got to get him in town, take him to the butcher shop. They got a nice prime rib.
Yes.
And then yesterday it was Uruguay, I believe, that they were not allowed to bring their dulce de leche into Brazil for the World Cup. I don't know why they bring their own, but if you were going to try to do a dulce de leche competition, how many ounces do you think you could bang out in a couple minutes?
Oh, wow. I've done a gallon of milk in under 40 seconds. So I think the 200 ounce mark. And what is that? That's about a gallon and a half. That'd be fine.
How long do you gap between competitions? What's the closest? And I know you said you try to go a little extra time before the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. But in general, what's typical between competitions?
In general, usually about a week between contests. In the summer, I'm competing every Saturday, and after Saturday, then on Wednesday, I can do one practice for the next contest, and then on Saturday again. I get in that cycle where Saturday compete, Wednesday practice, Saturday compete.
Oh, and how long do you expect to be competing for?
I don't know, man. This is my 10th year now. I never imagined being doing this long. I'm trying to scale back a little bit this year. Last year, I did 24 events.
Wow.
My girlfriend wants me to stay home more, but I love to travel. Got to make some money, and I love it. So I definitely feel like two or three more years.
You got to strike while the hot dogs are hot, Joey.
Absolutely, I'm having fun.
Looking for your sixth straight Nathan's famous.
No, this is This is number 8.
Oh, 8. I got bad information here. Okay.
It's all right. Yeah, my record right now is 69 in 10 minutes. I'm just trying to win and hopefully improve on that record.
Can you get to 70 this year?
I've been trying, man. That 70 mark was hard.
How much did you win by when you ate 69?
18 hot dogs. Second place is like 51.
You're just competing against yourself. It's just silly. Yeah. All right. So is Stoney going to be there this time, or does he not compete in this?
Yeah, he'll be there. He finally qualifies on Saturday, and he's gonna be. I think he's gonna be first person over 60 hot dogs since Kobayashi.
Oh, this will be exciting. We got an actual competition for once. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Go USA.
Well, good luck, man. We appreciate it, and we appreciate the time today. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right, take care. Joey Chestnut, very good. That actually went even better than I expected.
He's an average guy who's got a big stomach.
He's a good sport about it, though. I like it. He's just like, I don't take it that seriously. Look, I didn't expect to be doing this.
Well, let me tell you something. If you've ever seen him eat, he takes it very serious.
Look.
That guy is an animal.
That's an off-the-wall kind of thing to be awesome at. And the thing is, I've spent 40 years trying to figure out what I'm good at. I have no idea what it is. I would love to, like, in later in life, just discover, oh, my God, I'm amazing at this. Like, I don't care if it's...
And then someone develop a competition around it.
Whatever. I don't even care. I just want to be known as, like, really good
at something. Like nose picking?
No, I don't care if it's, like, crocheting. I mean, I don't care what it is. I want it to be something that's, like, looked at as okay. I would not want it to be, like, best booger picker, no. But I would love to be good at something that people are like, that's kind of cool. Like, I will say this. There are certain things that's, like, I could not care less if I was good at. Like, I watched this cup stacking competition on ESPN.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm like, no,
that's
it's
cool.
That's dorky.
That's cool. I don't want to spend that time to do it, but
no, I don't
want
to be good at it. Because it's like I told my son before. I'm like, bro, if you're the best guy ever to play this war game that you're playing in your video game, no one in the whole world cares.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Trust me. It doesn't matter.
Have you seen King of Kong?
My point is, if you're going to be good at something, make it matter. If you're going to, I mean,
well,
it'd be great.
Listen, I guess that's all just up to the person. My question is this, though. You have athletes and people in power and people who have achieved greatness, right? What do they get? They always get the girl, right? I mean, girls love the power. First you get the
money, then you get the power, then you get the women.
The women.
Right. Like Billy Mitchell, right, Pat?
Like Billy Mitchell, right. And then you get the barbecue sauce like Billy Mitchell.
My question is,
do females look at a great competitor like a one of these competitors eaters and just get weak in the knees? This guy's a great champion.
Let me tell you something.
He's a great champion.
Who's the sexiest woman you can think of on the planet? Just give me a sexy woman from Hollywood.
Scarlett Johansson.
Okay, Adriana Lima.
If Scarlett Johansson.
No, I don't like Scarlett Johansson. Don't
okay, if Adriana Lima for you, Scarlett Johansson for Matt and myself, if she was in the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, when she got to about hot dog number 7, you go, that chick is gross. Sorry.
To each his own. I don't know, man.
They dip them in water.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It is gross.
It's disgusting watching those guys eat, but it is amazing that he's able to continue to bang out 69.
I don't
Matt
even want to think
I know you.
You know,
if you're Matt at T, you go, hey, I got 69 hot dogs this year, and guess what? Forever, I'm going to eat 69 hot dogs.
That's
if you're
my number.
Matt at T, I think that might turn him on. The girl shoveling 69 hot dogs down her throat.
I like how he said his girlfriend.
I'd marry her.
His girlfriend wants him to stay home more.
Can you have Matt?
Like, all he does is sit around and eat all day, but I can't get enough of it.
Over under on the how long the number 2 lasts after that one. Let's go.
That would have been a good question. I wish we'd have thought of that, because I actually thought about that.
You sit on the throne.
How long does it take you to finish your Game of Thrones?
What does your Game of Thrones look like after an eating contest?
I am curious now, actually. I wonder if he keeps it in his system, you know?
Well, you're not allowed to puke for a certain amount of time after, but I don't know. I'm assuming you try to regurge some of it, or you take a laxative or something to try to get it out of your system ASAP.
Like the Romans did.
All right, I think we've talked about this enough.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah,
I did want to ask him when he's at home, what does he cook, what does he eat, what's his eating habits.
Apparently prime rib, that's his deal. Big Al. Al Watkins, great promotion. Let's have a prime rib eating contest. Let's see how much Joey Chestnut can knock out.
You know what I'm afraid of? If I ever entered a contest like that.
Mm-hmm. He does not have a prime rib record, at least according to the list we have here. But I also have that he's only won 6 in a row.
That was their official information.
I know.
Well,
according to
step the game up, kids.
His bio, he's 230 pounds. I know someone wanted to know that. 230. Yeah. It's a good weight to walk around with.
How tall is he, though? He's like 6
feet tall,
isn't he?
He doesn't look like overweight.
No, he doesn't. None of them do. I mean, how about the Black Widow? She's like 106 pounds, man. Yeah. She's tiny.
Hey, Kobayashi was ripped. How about that? Got to Kobe. Now, that would be a great documentary.
You got to
rise and fall of Kobayashi.
Matty T, that would be a good documentary.
Hey,
Dr. Rich Bradley, you need to clip out that line about, he said, what do you say? cracked out or something? What do you say?
Cracko, wacko, or something.
Yeah.
You got to pull that out because we can use that.
That
about
was Zone Rewind material.
Well, how about Kobayashi, the story of
Kobayashi? I may use that in my What the Hell segment.
Listen, if we can get a documentary made about Donkey Kong and it be good, really, really good.
Yeah.
And the legend of Billy Mitchell was born.
I never saw that.
The great Billy Mitchell.
The King of Kong?
Oh, Billy Mitchell was the guy's name.
Yes! I forgot about it.
With the mullet.
He's the man. Kobayashi in the story of the competitive eating contest. He was the first one that I remember jumping on the scene.
The rise and fall of the King of the Wiener Eaters.
I don't know if that's stick, but I'm- yeah!